Evident Footprint Show, where we talk about government, music, art, health, science, ufology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth, and when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evident Footprints, Don Nikoloff. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. I'm your host, Don Nikoloff, and I'll be with you for the next hour on this May the 11th on the West Coast, now May the 12th on the East Coast and in the Central Time Zone. We'd like to welcome those listening in on Wind Talkers Radio Network as well on this Wellness Wednesday. What are we going to talk about on Wellness Wednesday? Well, it's not really appropriate for us to go into the world news from the mainstream, be it NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN, Fox, etc. You know all the mainstream media outlets. But still, we can share a story, this being Wellness Wednesday, a very appropriate story. I had to dig down into my archives a bit to bring tonight's news message. And it's a motivational message from Mr. Joe Tex.
Somebody take her. I don't want her. Sadly wrong. You can have this one too. Take me by the woman too. I don't want her. I can't. Hello, I'm Wayne Pickering, the Ambassador for Health, alias the Mango Man. Did you know that every 2 to 3 days we have a whole new lining in our mouths? Every 5 days, a whole new intestinal lining? Every 11 days, all new respiratory lining? Every 15 days, we have all new white blood cells? Every 120 days, all new red blood cells? And every 6 months, we have an entirely new bloodstream. Every 11 months, we've got all new cells. And here's a biggie. Every 2 years, you have a whole new set of bones. But here's the best part. Every 7 years, you have a whole new body. You are so uniquely designed. Don't let your net worth determine your self-worth. You are special with a non-negotiable self-worth. Treat yourself to the very best. You deserve it.
And that public service announcement was brought to us by none other than tonight's guest. He is the world's foremost nutritional consultant. He is a motivational consultant. If you need to get your goals together, he's the man to talk to. He joins us again on Wellness Wednesday here on Evident Footprints, my good friend, Dr. Wayne Pickering. Dr. Pickering, good evening.
Good evening, Don. What a pleasure to be back here with you. You know, you had to really dig deep for that song, but that was a good one. That was Joe Tex, wasn't it, T-E-X?
Yes, I got to play with him in Germany back in 1975, which was
yes,
a
you know, I'll tell you what, that brought me way back to the Vietnam days. Let me tell you, that was great. I sat here and I had my foot just stomping.
Yeah, he was quite a performer, I have to say, very popular in Europe as well.
Really? Isn't this strange when you think about this? I don't know why that seems to be. When I first got in the business here, I was so popular overseas. I was going to England. I was going to Trinidad. I was going all over Canada, speaking. But yet in the United States, people were just barely catching on to it. But outside of the country, I was very popular. And Joe Tex, gosh, when I was over in Japan, all over the Philippines, boy, he was cooking.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good to hear.
Well, you would never think someone would write a song like that, but mm-hmm. that is a problem for some people.
Right.
Dancing.
Well, now, let me say this, too. Thanks for opening with that statement there that you have. I want to come out of the chute saying this here this evening. First of all, if you hear my throat is a little dismal, Monday, I think you and I talked about this the other day, but Monday I was in the swim in the ocean, and I kept on seeing all these manta rays as I was going out after my hour stretch. And I'm thinking, well, what do you know about that? You know, I'll just try to go around them. They were only about 2 feet wide. And I get out there. There were thousands of them. I never saw anything like it, but I said, I'm going to swim anyway. So as I was out there swimming, and I was way over my head, of course, and a school of about 15 or 20 of them come out right in front of my face, and it was one of those where you suck in air, and all that salt went down my lungs. I'm so grateful to God that I made it in, and I'm glad to be here with you tonight. But if you hear my throat is a little bit raspy, it's because I've been coughing up all that water for 2 days, and so if you'll just hang in there with me, I'd appreciate it, but I have to say this here to start our show out tonight. We the people, us, we're special. It's always a relatively small, radical handful that seems to upset the flow. It's always that small percentage of people who try to dominate. If you understand that it's we, the people, we're in charge. We're in total charge of our health, our wealth, our spirituality, our communication, our interaction with people, not our church, not our doctors, not our husband, our spouse, whomever. We the people, we have choices. anywhere that you are listening to this program where freedom hails as your country's creed, you've got choices. And this health message that Don and I are bringing together here tonight, this is giving you just that, choices. You got choices. And it's not Asian Americans. It's not African Americans. It's not Caucasian Americans. It's we the people. And we have to consider this too. It always takes the black and the white keys to play the Star Spangled Banner. Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's us. So we have choices in all that we do. So if you'll embrace this series that Don has invited me to do with you every Wednesday, share with you every Wednesday evening, it's all about choices that we make. And I think we're going to talk about cancer tonight, aren't we, Don? Did you want
Yes.
to start that off with that?
Well, we determined last week that we would do that, and I know that there are some folks tuned in expressly to hear that message. I wish they would tune in every night to hear our message, but, you know, they can't always do that. Mm-hmm. Nonetheless, I know there are a lot of people chomping at the bit to hear what you have to say. So be my guest, please.
All right. Well, you see, it's a huge problem in our country today. We know that one out of three people will have cancer in our country in the next 10 years. We know that. That's the statistical abstracts of the United States. That's all documented. One in three people. Now, let me share something with you here to start with. The Cancer Research Organization in California and I were speaking last year, and Howard and I, when we were talking, I was shocked. I mean, you're pretty savvy in your business, and you and I were talking here several times, and you know that I've been around this industry for 35, 40 years. I didn't know this. We were speaking, and I was shocked to discuss that every dose of chemotherapy is about $1,500. And there are about 500 doses in a gallon of the stuff. And it only costs 19 cents to produce the gallon. Now, we know that one in three people will have cancer in the next 10 years. That's, now if there's, we'll just cap it at 300 million. We know there's more than 300 million people in our country, but let's just cap it at 300 so we can do some math here. If 300 million people, if we have 300 million people in the country and one in three will have cancer in 10 years, that gives us 100 million people who will have cancer in 10 years. In 1 year, that's 10 million. When you multiply, now, okay, let's hold that thought. Now, we know that each cancer patient is worth anywhere from $150,000 to $175,000 to the powers that be. And when you multiply, let's say $150,000 times 10 million, you can do the math. That's $1.5 trillion per year just on cancer. Now, what makes people think they're trying to find a cure for cancer is a mystery to me. Now, I started out with this. We have choices. If you want to beat cancer, you have choices. As it's your body to do with what you want to. Obviously, we realize that or we wouldn't have gotten ourselves sick, free and clear all these years. It's our body. We can do what we want to it. Now, if you want to, you can go to cancer-research.net, and that's an incredible choice that you have at your fingertips for beating cancer instead of treating cancer. cancer-research.net. I know those people. So you have to think like this. The health of our country relies on us being sick. That's just the deal. The two major industries that produce the bulk of our gross national product in this country both begin with P. Petroleum, pharmaceutical. And here's the interesting twist. Most pharmaceuticals are petroleum-based. Now, this is where it gets good. The two industries that produce the bulk of our gross national product both begin with P. Petroleum, pharmaceutical, and their main motives are twofold, and they both begin with P. Power and profits. I'm not a soothsayer. I've just now thought of this. I'm not a soothsayer. I'm a truthsayer, so to speak. I'm going to show you what you need to be doing here throughout this whole series to beat all of these diseases. Sugar is a cancer feeder, and we have to be proactive with our daily health habits to help diminish the odds of all those statistics, because those statistics look dismal at best. Now, if you'll cut off sugar, it cut off one of the important food supplies to the cancer cells. I was watching a program tonight, Don, and if anybody would like to email me, I will be happy to email them a link. The link is way too long to tell you what it is here on the air. But it talks about all the deception, blueberries, for example, in food. You know, for them to say no sugar added, Don, they can add all the sugar in there they want to while they're putting it together. But on the finished product, we've got no sugar added, and they get away with that. It's all marketing. It's all money. And for them to say 100% pure, by law, they only have to have 30% in there to say that. So once you learn these things, if you cut off sugar, for example, that cuts off one of the most important food supplies to the cancer cells. And sugar substitutes like NutraSweet, Equal, Spoonful, they're made with all that aspartame and all that other garbage. They're a huge problem with upsetting the whole cellular harmony at the body, or let's say the harmony at the cellular level. Now, a better natural substitute would be, like, say, Manuka honey or molasses or stevia, but only in small amounts. NutraSweet, Equal, Spoonful, they're all made with aspartame, and it's harmful. Table salt has a chemical added to make it white in color. If you're going to eat salt, have some sea kelp or sea dults. Those are plant life, and they're not in a hard mineral state. If you still want that white salt, well, succumb to sea salt if you can get it organic and with none of the chemicals to it. Actually, what you really need to be thinking about is stay away from the white things, like, say, milk. Milk, you can't digest it after you're 3 years old. When you come back, and we're going to do the series on nutrition, don't miss out on any one of those, everybody. That whole series on nutrition, first of all, once we get the people well, what's the use if we don't teach them how to stay well? Mm-hmm. And here's how you stay well for life. It's called a new start on life. Attitude, nutrition, exercise, water, sunshine, tenacity, air, rest, and temperance in all we do. And you're going to learn there all about milk, but I'm going to give you just a little heads up on that right now. You can't even digest it after you're 3 years old physiologically. And let me qualify that. When you're born, I think that when you heard the opening tonight about every 7 years you have a whole new body, by the way, if that's true, and we know that's true about getting a new body every 7 years, and with all those little components in there that build up to that, why is it, Don, that we die? I mean, you got to figure at that rate, we should just live forever.
Well, part of that has to do with how the body is reproducing itself.
Thank you very much.
That's whack.
Perfect answer. And here's the deal. We know that at the cellular structure, we're reproducing every second of all the 75 to 90 trillion cells we have in our body. We know that they're reproducing constantly. Well, if we take a video, God forbid, VHS, and you make a copy from that. Now you put the original away and you make a copy from the copy. And then you make a copy from that copy. And you go down just 10 generations, just 10. Well, you know in the recording industry that the last edition would be dismal at best. But you notice it has the same components. but the clarity and the resonance and the health of it is not there. It's just not there at all. This is what's happening at the cellular level in our bodies. We're not consuming the right type of food that our bodies need. We don't have to make a big deal out of it. Just eat the good stuff. Why eat the bad stuff? Just eat the good stuff. You got to eat anyway. And it's nature's fast food. So milk, for example, when you're born, I got this saying a little while ago about the cellular structure. There's just things that go on our lives on a daily basis. When you're born until you're 6 months old, your immune system is building. And then when you're 3 years old, you stop, your ability quits utilizing milk. Here's what happens. You have an enzyme. Well, first of all, what we need out of milk, we need calcium and we need amino acids. Those are two. We need many things, but those two out of mother's breast milk now. You have an enzyme, and then, by the way, they're covalently bound together with casein, C-A-S-E-I-N. Renin, the enzyme in the body, I'm going to do this very simply for you, it helps to dissolve that casein to allow the amino acids and the calcium to be absorbed in the body. Incidentally, cow's milk is 300 times as strong in casein than mother's breast milk. That's why babies have such a hard time, you know, with their mucus and all of this stuff just pouring out of their body. They get all these childhood diseases and everything, not only from the excess mucus, but from all the hormones and all the garbage that's poured into the cattle industry today. It's incredible. So you lose the enzyme, renin, that it takes to break up the casein so the body can use those components in milk. Well, then you pick up an enzyme called salivary amylase, or ptyalin, P-T-Y-A-L-I-N, that it takes to digest your starches. So to feed a kid milk after they're three is just totally ridiculous. And to feed them starches before they're three is utterly ridiculous. They can't digest it. And milk causes the body to produce this incredible mucus, especially in the gastrointestinal tract, and cancer just feeds on it. So if you cut off milk and substitute the unsweetened, like nut milks and coconut milks, and if you're going to drink soy, be very careful with it. It's not as good as it's all cracked up to be.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's another one. Cancer cells thrive in an acid environment. People are drinking coffee. They are drinking soda pops. They're eating horrible, horrible foods. And they eat these incredibly toxic meats. If you're going to have meat, that's okay. But be careful about it. Be tenacious. Get the free-range cattle, free-range chickens, and all of that. And see, meats contain these livestock antibiotics, growth hormones, parasites, and they're extremely harmful, and especially if you have cancer. So if you make up your diet of about 80% fresh fruit and vegetables and the juices, limit the grains. You're not really designed to eat a lot of grains. Whole grain, wild rice would be fine. A little bits of millet every so often. But any time that I know people who have joint pains, Don, and I understand that they have to fill out a pre-programmed questionnaire for us, when I see they're eating a lot of grains, when I cut those grains out, they're shocked. They said, I've been taking these drugs all these years for my arthritis, and I'm feeling this much better in 2 days? This is ridiculous. I said, I know. The health of our country relies on you being sick. So if you will have a diet made up about 80% fresh vegetables and fruit, which creates an alkaline environment, since cancer thrives in an acid environment, you want more alkaline in your body. So if you get away from coffee, tea, and chocolate, they're all high in caffeine. If you want some tea or what have you, have some green tea. Put a little cinnamon in there. Put a little manuka honey in there. Because this green tea, incidentally, they have cancer-fighting properties if you get a good source of it. and get a reliable source of green tea. You know, most of those green teas that are sold on the market today, brother, just, you know, that's not what they're cracked up to be.
Mm-hmm.
Now, cancer cell walls, they have this tough protein covering. And if we get away from eating lots of meats, what it does is it frees up all these enzymes to kind of attack those protein walls of the cancer cells and allows the body's killer cells to destroy the cancer cells. Cancer is a disease of the mind, the body, and the spirit. So if we have a proactive and a positive spirit, that's going to help the cancer warrior be a survivor. Anger, unforgiveness, bitterness, what they do is they put your body into a stressful, acid environment. So we need to have a loving attitude, a forgiving spirit. What is it? Eat less, exercise more, forgive all. Yeah. Learn to have a loving and a good spirit if you relax and enjoy life. That's why it's a crucial for you to tune in to our next interview component on attitude. When you hear that, you'll be overjoyed that you did. So back at you, Don.
I have a question about milk. It seems to me that I read something a few years ago. It may have been as long ago as 3 years, that there was information coming out about the secretion of the dairy cattle of huge amounts of leukocytes, which comes out like a pus. And
okay.
That was getting into the milk. And I heard that these quantities started at 400 times what was considered by the FDA to be safe. And then there's the issue, and I'd like you to comment on that, and also on the issue of 2% milk, because basically you just laid the law down as far as milk.
Very, very well said, yes. Yeah, I mean, you can't digest it anyway, so 2%, 5%, so what?
What does one expect to get from that if whole milk is not doing anything?
Exactly. So mentioning about the hormones, when we come back and do the show on nutrition, we're really going to dive into detail on that. But I will say this in just a quick response to that, because that's a good point. If you drink milk, you got pus. And if I asked you, would you drink this milk if it had 1,000 pus cells in it? We used to come on, get a grip. Well, every 12-ounce glass of milk, you have over 1 million pus cells in it. And the exact numbers I'm going to be bringing to the table during the nutrition portion of our interview series here. But over 1 million pus cells in just one glass of milk. If you got zits, you got pus, and you're drinking it daily when you have that. I am just shocked when I see people as they come in. One of the ladies at the store the other night, she saw me riding my bicycle all the way down to South. She said, "Hey, Dr. Wayne, I can take you. And she was in her red truck. I said, "Thank you very much," because it was a real hot day yesterday. And she says, and her husband called her as they were coming up. I can still hear him say, "Honey, we're out of milk, cheese, and eggs. Be sure to pick them up." And she was telling me about how unhealthy he was. And when I mentioned milk, cheese, and eggs, she said, "That has nothing to do with it." I said, "It has everything to do with it, Judy." So anyway, watch your intake. And you don't have to worry so much about cancer if you keep your blood alkaline, which eventually, in a little while, if we can, I'd like to talk about the acid-alkaline balance.
Sure.
But keep a loving spirit and keep bitterness down. I mean, the only reason why things are stressful, because stress is nothing outside of the body. It's because we keep thinking about it. So unforgiveness, hate, here's a good line. Everything comes, you're going to learn this in the attitude, but I'll give you a little preface to this one. Everything in our body is twofold. First of all, we are a spirit with a body that inhouses it, governed by our mind, stimulated with emotion. We know that. So everything is a thought, and everything is energy. When our outgo of energy exceeds our income, then our upkeep becomes our downfall. When our outgo of energy through hate, bitterness, lousy food,
anger,
yeah, all of that, when our outgo of energy exceeds our income, and our income of energy, good rest, good food, forgiveness, because forgiveness is the ultimate revenge, everybody. That's the ultimate revenge. When our outgo of energy exceeds our income, then our upkeep through statin drugs, psychiatric visits, our upkeep becomes our downfall. So we're all about choices. Control your choices. Okay,
well,
back at you, brother.
Yeah. Even Joe Tex said he wasn't going to bump no more. So he presented the problem and came up with the solution. Right there.
Right.
Of course, a bit tongue-in-cheek, but you get the message.
I do, yes. Okay, do you want to talk about the acid-alkaline balance a little bit?
Yes, I do. Now we were talking about, or we were going to go into cancer a little bit more, or is that all you wanted to cover on that?
Well, I think that would be enough to say right there, because there's going to be so many more tie-ins, if you will, throughout the series about cancer, heart disease, and everything, and I think you'll see where it's all just going to blend in.
Okay. All right.
Well, but that's why I need to talk a little bit, if you don't mind, about the acid-alkaline balance and how that applies to disease and the healing process within the body.
Yes, yes. And that does connect with cancer, too. So.
Yes, oh, boy, does it ever. I mean, that's why I brought up the thoughts, because you have to think like this, too, everybody. If you're hungry and you just think of a fresh piece of hot homemade apple pie, oh, man, just even thinking about it now will make your mouth water. So what's happening there? Just at the thought, your mind creates this chemical reaction, which actually is the initiation of the digestive process.
Mm-hmm.
So now we have to consider this. If the mind can do that and create a chemical process that initiates digestion, what would a negative thought create in the body at the chemical level? Very acid, very this, that, and stressed out and all that. No, we got to kind of back off. We've only got 24 hours a day. I'm going to say this is totally different. Let's say you're 50. Average lifespan is 80. Now, because there's four things we'll never buy. You're going to learn all about this in the final edition, but I think it's a good fit here. You will never buy your health. You will never buy your time. You will never buy your spirituality, and you will never buy your integrity. Impossible. It's impossible to buy health. You can't do that. You earn your health, and it's a gift, and you never pay the price for health. You actually enjoy the benefits, and you never buy your time. You can't buy your spirituality. That's a gift. You can't buy your integrity. That takes you years to build and seconds to destroy. But your time, let's say you're 50. Average lifespan's 80, a little more, but let's just do some math here. That's 30 years. Well, that's 360 months. Well, you sleep a third of that, you're down to 240. Well, you use up a third of that, too, with just the daily cares of life. Eating, showering, driving to work, doing laundry, all of that, shopping. You're down to 120 months, but you work half of that. You're down to 60 months at 50, which is only 5 years. When do you get to? That's if you're not sitting behind a computer a lot, or you're doing video games, or you're watching television, watching soaps and all of that. That's if you have 5 years. But if you're watching all that other, you're way down to minimal amount of time left to take care of the wonderful you. So your acid-alkaline balance is a crucial component for you getting well once and for all. Now, Once you eat and your food is digested properly, your body retains an ash. If we burn wood, we get ashes. When our bodies consume food, we retain an ash, whether it be acid ash or alkaline ash. And it usually depends on the food you eat. And we've already discussed thoughts. But it's important, and it's crucial, actually, to have a proper acid-alkaline balance. And I'm going to just clear my throat, Don, so bear with me, okay?
Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Didn't hear a peep.
Good, I muted the call. Ash. What's that, man?
Your mute button is working. I just wanted to let you know.
Good. That ash, after we consume food, again, when we burn wood, we get ashes. When our bodies consume food, we retain an ash. And whether that ash is acid or alkaline would be depending, I should say, on the foods that we eat. Mm-hmm. And it's important that we have a proper balance of that ash. And a good balance would be 80-20, 80 alkaline, 20 acid. And that would be perfect. But the 80-20 acid-alkaline balance varies a lot per season.
Mm-hmm.
But the balance is always heavily in favor of alkalinity, or your alkaline, the watery type of fruit and vegetables and their juices. And in our Mango Man diet, in that, that shows you all the foods that are acid and alkaline. But let me just qualify this. In the spring, that because it changes per season, in the spring you need about 60 to 80% alkaline. Summer you need about 80 to 90%. I'm going to qualify something. Notice what really dominates in the spring and the summer. That would be your melons, your peaches, your watermelons, your cantaloupes, and all of that, like right now. Those are very, very high watery type alkaline foods. In the fall, you only need about 60 to 70% alkaline foods. But in the winter, you need about 60%. So it changes per season. The acid type of foods, that's the heavier foods, like your proteins and your starches. And you need to change those per season as well. But the acid-alkaline balance is key to properly balancing your intake of foods. And if you go by those seasonal percentages that I just mentioned, then you make some references to the acid-alkaline balance charts that comes in all that program. Like, just think about this. Most of your alkaline foods are your fruits and vegetables, and your acid type of foods are your starches and your proteins. So this would be an ideal way to keep that acid-alkaline balance in perspective.
Mm-hmm. Regarding the ash, I can read the minds of my listening audience, and I know there's some people out there who are wondering where that settles in the body if it's not eliminated. Would it be safe to say that we're sitting on it?
Well, it's dispersed throughout the body.
Okay. That was sort of a joke, but...
Yeah, I know. I wanted to rise above it, Ben. No pun intended. Boy. Now, you know, and it brings you to the point, really, that what's really going on during that process, like, mm-hmm. say, during the healing process, and how does the body really heal itself? Wouldn't that be nice to know? First of all, you're not getting sick. There's a big difference between a healing crisis and a disease crisis. Here's what's happening. Your body is producing a healing crisis. We already discussed, if I can remember, didn't we, about the pathology, Don, and the evolution of disease?
Yes, we did. Yes.
Okay. If you can come back and listen to that archive that Don and I did here a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, that was 2 weeks ago.
Okay, good. And when you get sick, do you see, you really, it's all evolutionary. You're going to have mild sicknesses like colds and fevers. And then when we appease the condition long enough, we evolve into another state of pathology. Pathology means nothing more than the history or the evolution of disease. And there's six of them. The first five is good news, that they're totally reversible. And you can obtain pretty much your old self again when it comes to your health. It's that last stage that's going to eat you up. So what's going on in the body? When we get excess mucus and acute infections, they could really be categorized as a healing crisis. So a crisis comes about when the body is so overloaded with toxic waste. Now the cells start to throw off the waste by way of the bloodstream, which takes the waste to our elimination organs. For example, the bowels, the kidneys, the skin, the lungs, the nasal passage, the ears, the throat, all of the bronchial area and the urine and your urinary organs. See, when we have an overload of these toxic wastes, then these organs become so irritated and congested that they produce these disease symptoms like colds, boils, fever, diarrhea, kidney problems, bladder problems, all that stuff. And these symptoms and the process of elimination are all a part of the natural cure. So don't worry and try to suppress the symptoms with drugs unless it's absolutely necessary, because there are some situations dealing with chronic diseases like cancer that the pain can become so intense, and drugs may sometimes need to be used to help minimize the trauma of the pain. But the drugs themselves accumulate in the body because our organs were not made to handle them. They're stored in the fatty tissue of the body, and they actually begin the process of degeneration. So that's why you'll hear so many of these alternative healing arts called most diseases drug diseases. So when I studied naturopathy, we learned the difference between a healing crisis and a disease crisis. Now, this may seem like the same thing, but they are taking place under different circumstances and different conditions. Here's a disease crisis. That's actually the defensive. That comes about when the body is so overloaded with poisons and the body's self-defense kicks in and brings about this elimination process, as I said, in the form of colds, fever, inflammation, and so on. And the body is actually on the defensive when it creates this healing crisis. And if we don't properly get rid of them, then they accumulate, and then the chronic disease is evident. So don't suppress the symptoms. Embrace them and allow the body to get rid of them with some of the methods that we showed you or shared with you in the one of the two previous sessions together. But here's a healing crisis. A healing crisis is the offensive. So you got the defensive and the offensive. And this develops because the healing forces are on the offense. Now, if you will implement the next nine components of this interview series, your body will actually get younger and stronger and automatically start getting rid of these poisons from the tissues and eliminating this chronic waste. So I think that if you will understand that, now you'll understand how the body actually heals itself. First of all, the more you know about the way your body works, the better you're going to be equipped to make the right choices to improve the quality of your life. And you want to enhance the quantity of the years that you're here, if nothing else. Live in harmony with yourself. This is a good deal. I'm pleased to be living. First of all, we're living in paradise. We really are. As I say, if freedom hails as your country's creed, oh man, if you only knew. I've been to 25 countries. Don, you've been around the block. If this wasn't a good country, you and I wouldn't be here. It's corrupt. It bothers me at times, knowing that I've fought in three wars, been in one of those wars three different terms, and to see this going on, but it's been going on for centuries.
Yes.
It's still the best place to live. I know you got a comment there.
Well, we can make it better, too. And I think it starts with making ourselves better.
Right on. Good point.
Well, is actually the proper word.
Yes. Well, anything that you want to share so far with that, because I know that I've got a lot here that I want to bring on. I've got a couple little tricks I want to show people what they can do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's helped me immensely over the years. And I think that if you'll adopt this one little trick, you will be incredibly impressed at how your body is going to be turning around. See, health and disease, they're not enemies. Disease process such as diarrhea and fever, they're not only natural, but are necessary by the body to regain its finest health. So we start the day with caffeine. We get through the day with nicotine. We relax in the evening with alcohol and tranquilizers just to start the next day with something that fizzes. We take this for this. We take this for that. And instead of just stopping and say, okay, what am I doing here? Here's a little trick. I've been doing this for quite some time, and it keeps me on track. Don, you're a busy man. You're all over the world teaching what you teach through your radio. You're brilliant with your tech skills and the music and all of that end of your life, and you're bringing messages like this to the people. You're a busy guy. I'm a busy guy. I forget things. And if I, what is it, even the shortest pencil is better than the longest memory? What I do, if something goes wrong in my body, here's the best way to keep on track and use to avoid all those little nagging problems that we call disease. We all get aches and pains every once in a while. Here's the way I keep track of it all. Let's say something is bothering me, and I look, what is causing that sore? What is doing this? And so I think about, okay, have I had some negative thoughts lately? Okay, yes, I have. All right. So I'll try to forgive and try to get that thought out of the way. And most importantly, I write it down. And if it persists on bothering me, I will go ahead, and let's say somebody really, really aggravates me, and I'll write it down in my, and I always give everybody three strikes. Third one, you're out. And I usually write a little column on my stationery, and I sign it. And as I say, when you get this age, you barely have enough time for the ones you love anyway. We don't need to put up with the aggravation. So I will take that piece of paper on my stationery, or my thoughts on the stationery, and I'll go out in the backyard, and I have a little spot out there. It doesn't happen all the time, but every so often I'll do this. I burn a little birthday candle. I burn the letter. And the letter comes down into ashes. When that candle burns down to the ground, I forgive that person and make like they're dead. I never think about them anymore. So let's say I was stressed about something. Okay, I'm stressed about that. Okay, because I know stress creates an incredibly bad environment in the body, which you're going to learn about in the attitude portion of our time together. And we're going to come back next week and talk we're going to start that whole series off with attitude. You're going to love it. Don't miss this one. You're going to learn, by the way, the most important lesson. If you came and to this whole series and learned this one component next week, then you wouldn't have to attend the rest of it, because that is so important. And it's that first 5 minutes. You're going to be amazed. Okay. So now I will look over my dietary habits. And I would think, okay, what have I been eating to excess that maybe was questionable because I was on the road speaking a lot, or maybe I was eating something that my body just wasn't geared to, and actually the food could be good for you to begin with. But my body just doesn't accept that. And then when I say, oh, that's what I did differently, Okay. And I write it down. So I'll eliminate that food for a couple of days. And if that clears up whatever is bothering me, I said, okay, now I'll be careful of that. So I will reintroduce that into my eating program. And if that particular problem, let's say a pain, comes back, I say, okay, I'm not going to bother with that food anymore. So I write it down, and I have a file in my computer. And it's now 27 pages, Don, that if something bothers me, I go to, it's called my personal ailments and what causes them. And I'll go in there, and I'll type in sore shoulder or stomach pain or what have you. And up it comes, I say, aha, that's what happened. So I always have that as a little resource. Very, very valuable tip. And I think that if you will, we all have injuries, too, in our lives. You know, when you're growing up, how foolish things mm-hmm. we do. Gosh, we drink, we smoke, we chew, we eat horrible, we drink soda pops galore. Because when you're 18 to 25, your body is primarily alkaline. That's why you can get away with so many things. You can, you can party all night long. You can work all day, go to school, have 2 hours sleep, eat junk, and get back up and bounce and come back and do it again.
That doesn't mean you're getting away from the toxicity, though.
That's very true.
Yeah.
Don, that's good, and I'm glad you brought that up, because at 25, that's your decline. You start losing 1% of your ability to utilize oxygen in your body per year thereafter. At 35, you're starting to have muscle mass issues. You lose 1% of your ability to utilize, you lose 1% of your muscle mass every year after you're 35. At 45, you have hormonal issues, but it's at 40 is when your body has reached an acid peak. That's the time you're starting to feel like prostate issues, breast issues, all of these cancer things that's coming in our lives. It's because of that. Your body is way too acid, and you're not consuming the best. So that is the easiest way that I know of to go ahead and keep a track of it, and it's part of my journal. So why don't you start making one for you? Tune into your body, and you're going to be amazed at what it's going to let you let you know what to do. And there's no doctor bills, there's no visits, you don't have to wait. And remember, this is my journal that I'm going to share with you right now. So I would write to myself, and if you will, forgive some of this down-home verbiage. When I cut open tangerines. Here's a great trick when you cut oranges open, especially tangerines, murkots, satsumas, and what have you, because they've got 9 different kinds of tangerines. And we're going over to the ranch tomorrow, by the way, to pick up 12 bushels. It's going to be great. I've got a few friends that want a bushel and what have you. Now, I always keep 6 bushels for myself. But when you cut open oranges to make orange juice, everybody, don't cut right through the center of the orange. Cut on the top of the orange, just above the seeds. You don't want to cut through the seeds. Because I was wondering, why is my right arm flaring up a lot? Why is that doing that? If I want to do curls, why am I getting that kind of problem? So I knew that the seeds have citron oil in them. And I got to thinking one day, you know, I like my orange juice, but I'm not going to give it up. And I said, I wonder if I don't cut through the seeds. I wonder if that would help. I was absolutely blown away with that. No more arm problems ever since. Now, if I eat a few eggs or any chicken products, then my ears flare up. Now, and they also kill my colon. Oh, I can't do that at all. If I eat pepper, it gives me pain in my eyes and all of that, and a stroke of some kind. If I cook in Teflon pans, it kills my shoulder. And they also hurt if I do cayenne pepper. I can't eat anything with salt in it. It hurts my back and my spine and my ankles. Alcohol kills my kidneys. So I kept a track of that all of these years. And so help me, it's probably the best single thing that I can do to be aware of my health. So before we close off this time, that I know we only got about 3 minutes left, is there anything you want to say? Because I know I've got a couple things that I want to share. And I know that we were talking here on one of our times together outside of the air that you're sharing with people the Mango Man diet.
Yes.
If you want to say anything about that, you may.
I do. I just wanted to make a quick comment about eating in general. And I think we approach the topic without much forethought about what we're doing. We've been ushered into and groomed into this reality of fast foods. Go to this place because they could serve it fast. And so we demand instant gratification. What you're talking about requires a bit of work, a bit of thought and introspection, and it requires also a desire to affect the change. If you want to see the change, you have to take these steps, but the rewards are tremendous.
Oh.
Now, also, I wanted to comment that because of that mindset and because of our lack of knowledge about what we're eating, we eat more to satisfy whatever is ailing us. Temporarily, the eating becomes the predominant emotion,
mm-hmm.
and it makes us happy. So they sell happiness in the commercials.
Mm-hmm.
It's a happy meal is a perfect example. You're happy while you're consuming it, but everything you have to deal with for the rest of your life doesn't make you all that happy, does it?
That's right. We have a positive affirmation for you that I want you to be considering here. And if you'll write this down about 20 times each day for the next 4 or 5 days, you have to think like this, everybody. What we think about and thank about, we bring about. What we think about and what we thank about, we bring about. I write down 3 things that I'm grateful for every morning that I was not grateful for before. You will be totally impressed after 3 to 4 months of you doing that, that all through the day, you'll be thinking about, what am I grateful for today? So I can write that down tomorrow. And you'll be in a state of gratitude a lot. And if you will start thinking about positive affirmations and these kind of things to keep in your mind, and each component of these, I have one for you, and this is the one that we're going to wind off the Get Well portion of our series. Now we're going to start the Stay Well for Life coming up starting next week. Here's your positive affirmation to wind off the Get Well portion of our series. I don't treat it. I defeat it when I beat it. I don't treat it as I defeat it when I beat it. We've got to think that we're very, very special. You already learned a little bit about something about the miracles of your wonderful body. When we come back and do our next interview, Don, on attitude and how important that is to recover and live that long, sweet life, we're going to talk about how the attitude that we take and what it'll do to dramatically increase the quality of our life. We're going to learn all about stress management, laughter, positive attitude. We have to think like this too. Healthy people don't have a great attitude because they're healthy. They're healthy because they have a great attitude. And what you think about and thank about, you bring about. So don't miss that one. We've got a great show lined up for you next week on all about attitude. So I hopefully that you took away something here from this interview on getting well that'll be life-changing for you. Don, it's been a pleasure, buddy. Thank you for having me.
It has been for me, too. I want to let the listening audience know that I'm creating another page, which is going to feature Dr. Pickering's Mango Man Diet book, audio CD, and It's a program that puts you on the path in 27 days to eat more and lose more weight, if you can imagine that. It's by eating the right things, and we're going to be featuring that on the show, we're going to talk about that in great detail. So I have a couple of things that I have to arrange on that page, but I should have that done early tomorrow afternoon. So you can go to my website, directlightproductions.com, read up on the Perfect Mini Diet, and the Mango Diet page, as I just mentioned, will be posted sometime tomorrow. Dr. Pickering, I want to thank you very much. Just wonderful information. Thanks for putting up with my music and my jokes tonight.
No, man, that's great. You make it a pleasure. You really do.
And I wish you well. You sound 10 times better than you did yesterday. So.
Oh, yes, I do. I feel much better.
Yes.
Getting all that water out of my lungs has been a real, real effort, but I'm doing it.
Well, that's good. You know, we'll pray that that happens even faster for you.
Thank you very much.
All right. Well, I appreciate you being on the show, and we'll let our listeners know that you will be with us on Evident Footprints next Wednesday. Wellness Wednesday, you got to be here. I don't know who else to bring. So,
thank you.
So I look forward to it. You have a good evening.
Thank you very much, Don.
Folks, that wraps it up. You've been listening to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com and tonight's guest, Dr. Wayne Pickering. Special thanks to Wind Talkers Radio Network for broadcasting Evident Footprints. Over at BBSRadio.com, we had Seth Hendrick on the sound. I'd like to thank Don and Doug Newsom for making Evident Footprints possible. And most of all, you, the listening audience, for tuning in. Join me tomorrow night when I will be continuing my discourse on Jack Parsons and the curious origins of the American Space Program. In the meantime, I wish everyone a night filled with peace, love, and light, and have a good night.